Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
I said, that's a slang word. I'm sorry I used that. I will never use that word again. And so I took that word out of my vocabulary. But my daughter thought Daddy had performed a gross sin when he used that word. Well, if you never heard Daddy say anything any worse than that, and you heard him say that, you'd think that is terrible. But technically it was. It was a slang word, and I should not have used it. But you see where I'm coming from. Some young people at home have heard violent words of profanity. Everything you can imagine, you can tell. Well, when you go to school and listen to them talk, you can tell what they live in at home. But anyway, if we just begin to understand who we are in Christ, that regardless of where you come from, how wicked you were, when you became a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, the blood of Jesus remitted every sin you had ever committed. And you're brand new. You become a new creature in Christ. At this point, you can step into the throne room of God like you had never sinned in your life. You can come running and say, Dad, I need this. But of course, most of us don't know that. It takes a while for us to learn those things. But when you get a hold of this and realize who you are, and truly when you begin to walk in obedience to God's Word and all that you understand, then you can do what we did for this. Dee was just telling me about this person that we prayed for the other day, and they were miraculously healed. Well, when you catch yourself, when you have someone come here, and we catch ourselves up into the throne room of God, and we pray the prayer of faith, you got to remember that all of God's promises are yes and amen. So when you get a hold of that, you pray in faith. So when you pray in faith, then you turn to them and say, I guarantee it's done in the name of Jesus. And then you get the praise report a few days later. And that's what's so awesome, isn't it, Dee? We praise the Lord for learning how to walk and fight the good fight of faith. Now, this, no doubt we have suffered many things as Christians, all because we do not know what God has provided for us in Christ in this new covenant that He's made. I mean, we had an old covenant and a new covenant. And you know, I can think of how many years I was in a Baptist church, and not one time did I ever hear anybody preach on the fact that I had a covenant and what the covenant was. I didn't know. So if you don't know your covenant, and you don't know that it's founded on better promises than the old ones, and most people don't even know what the old one is, like I didn't for years, but you have to learn what the old one was, and then you come and learn what the new one is. And when you begin to read the New Testament, you'll find out what your new covenant is. It is the New Testament. And when you get a hold of all those promises, they're yours. And they're so far out for the average Christian that we read them and can't believe them. God could... Now, come on now. God's not going to let an old boy like you just walk in and lay hands on a knee and get instantly healed, is he?
I know better now.
Oh, you know better now. But see, that's part of your covenant. That's part of the covenant that God gave you as one of His sons. You teach them what causes sin, or what causes sickness and disease, and it's sin. And when they get their sins confessed, then the Lord says, lay hands on the sick. And what did He say He'd do?
Heal them.
He said, I'll heal them. But isn't it awesome when He does a miracle? Well, He does it just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of shocks you, doesn't it? But it is a faith builder, isn't it?
What?
It is a faith builder. Praise the King. That's all I can say. Now, what most of us... Now, this is something... I've done a lot of praying as a young man, and even up till I was 40 years old, and virtually never saw God answer a prayer. But what I prayed for was already mine, and I didn't have enough sense to know it. So what most of us are praying for has already been given to us by what Jesus did on the cross. We just don't know it. So if you're there begging God for something, which what we do, real regular, it's kind of like if you come home and Mama's got a great big cookie jar full of fresh cookies over there, you know, and you walk in, you smell those, and you're at home, I mean, and Mama made those for you, and you come in after school and you're hungry and you want something to eat and you smell those cookies, You walk up there and you go into another room. You say, Lord, please let Mama let me have one of those cookies. Oh, please let me have one of those cookies. And really, why do you think Mama made those cookies? She made them for you. So when you come in, how many of you as a young man or a young woman, when you come home, if Mama had a cookie jar full of cookies and you had a good mama and a good daddy and you knew she loved you with all her heart, she made those cookies for you in the first place, right? You didn't have to ask for a cookie. You walk in, probably as soon as you walk in, she said, oh, son or oh, daughter, I made you all a fresh pan of cookies that are over there in the jar. You don't have to ask. They're yours. That's the way the promises of God are. When you became a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, all of the promises of God became yours. They're automatically yours. Everything is yours. But we just don't know it. So when you begin to understand this, you can fight the fight of faith. Now, this book is full of promises. And most of us don't know what they are. It's so sad that the average Christian I talk to, I ask them, I say, will you come up here and quote me five verses? Just five verses. Tell me the book that you found them in. Tell me the chapter and tell me the verse number and then quote the verse. And very rarely can I find anybody that can do that. Sometimes I have one come up here and sometimes they'll make one or two mistakes or they'll misquote it a little. But to quote them verbatim, very few people can do that. And that's our problem. That's why we can't fight the good fight of faith, is because for the simple reason we don't know what God's promises are. I mean, as a Baptist deacon, a Baptist Sunday school teacher, I didn't know them either. And so by not knowing them, I could not get God to answer my prayers. But when I begin to learn them now, I mean, I just see the Lord answer prayers, wow, all the time. Even a guy that's just 9 months new, I mean, just comes in and lays hands on a young man, he gets healed. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
That's our limitations. We think God is like us. He is so far above us, you can't even begin to fathom how great and magnificent and awesome our King is. When you begin to get a hold of that and who you are, you'll have no problem fighting this fight of faith. You'll have no problem believing that the Word works. Now, what so many people do, they come to me or Wendell and ask us to pray for them, and we pray. And then they go out, and within a day or two or a week, their symptoms, some of them, are still there. Or maybe they've increased. I've seen it happen both ways. And then they say, well, that didn't work for me. I better go ahead and make my doctor's appointment for my surgery and go down and check out the doctor. Well, right there, you lost it. You quit fighting the fight of faith right there. And you released yourself back to the world system. God is not going to show up for you in most cases under those conditions, because the King made you a statement in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. He says, when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering, Lord? That's what I said. Nothing wavering. Because he who wavers is unstable in all of his ways. And let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. He's pretty clear. So if you really want to see him do something, learn how to fight this fight of faith we're going to talk about today. And believe when you pray it's done, regardless of what the enemy throws at you. Now I'm going to give you an example. Right now I'm going to give you two examples of what it means to fight the fight of faith. And this will make it so simple, because both of these happened to me. September a year ago, I was taking sheetrock in an upstairs building, a house I had bought, and I was sheetrocking, building some rooms upstairs, and I fell through a hole in the floor that was 2x2, that was 10 foot above the ground. Now, when a man carrying two sheets of sheetrock steps in a hole that's 2x2 with his right foot, guess how fast you go through the hole? Very fast. I mean, I screamed as I felt myself falling. Of course, what I didn't realize, my left leg was bending back behind me, and the hole was framed out with steel, so that steel just sheared off of my leg, about 3 inches long, an inch wide, all the skin completely to the bone. Just cleaned it off. Of course, I couldn't feel it because it happened so quick. I fell through the hole, and I cried out, Jesus! And as I cried, I felt, all of a sudden, I felt my arms out like this, and they hit the edge of the hole, and I don't know how I did it, but it might have been an angel. In just a heartbeat, I was back up on top, laying on the floor, holding the two sheets of sheetrock up off of me. It was awesome. I said, Lord, thank you. I mean, I can't think of a name I'd rather use when I'm in need than Jesus. Can you? Jesus! And he showed up for me, and I was up there, and my nephew, which is a Baptist preacher, he was helping me. He come over, and he looked. He said, wow, did you tear up your leg? Of course, I pulled my britches leg up to see you, and sure enough, blood was just running everywhere. And I said, well, the Lord is my healer. He promised to heal all of my problems. I said, he said, forget not his benefit package. And his benefit package in Psalm 103, he said, I am the God that healeth thee. I mean, is that a guarantee from the king? I mean, even that's in the old covenant, you know. And so I got a better covenant that's sealed under better promises. And he said, under the new covenant, anything I ask for in the name of Jesus, he will do for me. And so, I mean, that's just one of many things. And so I said, it's done, Lord, thank you. So I just reached down, and of course, all that loose skin, I just went ahead and peeled all that skin that was hanging off. You know, I just pulled it off and throwed it away, tucked my sock and pulled it up over my... I can see you ladies are not thinking, you're not understanding what the fight of faith is. But this is what the fight of faith is all about. I mean, I pulled my sock up over this thing, and I went back to work. I never looked at it again. All day long, I worked. Now, this thing was bleeding in my shoe. I got home that night. I pulled my tennis shoes off. I had to wash them. I had blood in them. I mean, I took a shower, and I washed all that blood off my leg, everything. And I said, Lord, I sure am glad I know you as my healer. I said, because if I didn't, I'd have to be at the doctor. This happened on Monday morning. Well, by Sunday, when it come time to come down here and preach, my foot was swelled up so big that I could barely get my boot on. I mean, I forced it in there, and I come down. I said, Lord, I'm not going to show any signs of weakness because you're my healer. You are my strength. So I'm going to go teach the word today. So I come down here and taught the word all afternoon. I mean, prayed for people for 2 or 3 hours. Went home, took my shoe off, and I'm sitting in a pair of shorts. My son-in-law, which works in a hospital, walked in, and he looked. He said, what did you do to your leg?
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is God and Lord of all, and we praise him and thank him for the privilege to teach his word.